Nothing.
Thank you.
fun? Well, just have yourself a couple of more beers, cause we're gonna have too much fun. Welcome here in New York, and those of you across the country, ho, 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 ho. We're live on the air, WAER. Those people who are driving on the thruway now, just tuning in on the FM, saying, what's going on at Syracuse University? Tell them! Well, we're Blotto, and we have some rock and roll for you tonight. This next song concerns Bowtie Blotto here. He's got to break up with his girlfriend, not because she's a great gal, because she is a great gal, and it's not her fault, but as Bowtie will tell you in this next song, it's not you, it's your family I can't stand.
This is something that's not easy to do. Hit you like a bolt from the blue. After last night, I have to tell you we are through. When we're alone, everything is okay, but it's never gonna stay that way. When I take you home, your family has so much to say. I try and I try. Mother wants to know if I am on drugs. Your brother shows me his collection of bucks. Your aunts don't like me, and your uncles are a bunch of thugs. Your father coughs and blows smoke in my face. He still believes in the superior race. He says if he were president, the world would be a better place. I try and I try. There is no future, baby, can't you see? Picture in your mind how it would be. All of us living in relative misery. I try and I try to be cool when they start. But girl, they're the ones who are tearing us apart.
Can help. It's not you. It's not you. It's not you. come over. Your mother tells me not to park in the driveway because my car will drip oil on the new white pebbles. So I come inside. Cat jumps on my lap and gets hair all over my shirt and pants. And my grandmother sits on the newspaper and it's so wrinkled I can't read it. And your sister brings out her scrapbook and wants to show me all of her prom pictures. Who cares? Then your brother wants to help him with his science project, dissecting frogs. So when I wash my hands to go in the bathroom, all I have is soft soap. My hands smell like perfume. And I can't dry them on the guest house, so I dry them on my shirt. And then your father corners me and starts with his war stories. And your mother looks at me with that look like, what are you doing with my daughter anyway? I can't take it anymore. It's got to be crazy.
The time is near. Any minute now should be arriving. It's Friday night and I want to shout. Me and my baby, we're going out. Double feature playing at the drive-in. Stars on the screen and in the sky above. I'm moving closer to the world. For the coming through intermission time, my mind is racing. Stars on the screen and in the sky above. I'm moving closer to the one that I love. And the second feature starts. When the second feature starts, we'll be dancing to the rhythm of our beating heart. When the second just die.
Our single that came out this past summer. Now, this is something that came out on our first record, Hello, My Name is Blotto, What's Yours? And it's about those kind of bands that everyone has seen, whether it be in a sleazy bar in Syracuse are a very sleazy cocktail lounge in a Holiday Inn, or even playing at your cousin's wedding. Okay, here they are, the new bride and groom. And the bride cuts the cheese. The bride cuts the cheese. Okay, and now the father of the groom dances with the mother of the bride. Okay. You know the kind of bands we mean, very husky voices from doing 8 sets a night, and they say, thank you. You're a beautiful audience.
Thank you.
I'd like to do something right now by the Doobie Brothers.
All right, this one's for all you ladies out there. This one's going to be a ladies' choice. So all you beautiful women, grab that guy you've had your eye on all night. Bring him up on the dance floor, because we're really going to rock out now. Okay, here we go.
Thank you, you're a beautiful audience. Okay,
thank you.
Hey, we're really rocking out now.
Now we have something for all you new wavers out there. Here's a song by Jim Carroll.
These are people who died, died. These are people who died, died. I had a friend, he ratted on some bikers. He said, at least it's better than Rikers.
Thank you.
He got off the very next day by those very same bikers. Oh, these are people who
die, die.
These are people who
die, die.
La 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 la. Oh, these are people who
thank you.
You're beautiful audience. Thank you. I think you know the kind of bands we mean. Why don't we go on down to the Hotel Syracuse, to the TNA Lounge, and see, oh, there he is, the slippery, slimy MC. He's about to jump up in front of the bandstand and say,
good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the beautiful TNA Lounge, to the beautiful Hotel Syracuse, in beautiful downtown Syracuse. Now, before we go any further,
Hey, Vito, can you kill the jukebox? What do you think this is, huh? This is a classic!
Here they are, all the way from the Big Apple, your favorite band, the absolutely fabulous!
We are the Now Tones. We do top 40. We wear matching outfits. We look just 40. Like a living jukebox. We play the hits.
Nothing more than
such a ham.
Hi girls, what are you doing after the show tonight?
If you would shut up.
And don't forget the beautiful waitress, Brandy.
This is our roadie. He does our light show. listen to the vocals.
Our harmonies are deadly.
Please stick around now. Catch our old.
Never seen Blotto before in their lives? How many have seen Blotto before? Well, you seasoned veterans out there, you kind of have an idea what's going to happen at a a Blotto show. You're going to have too much fun, isn't that right? Some people out there, it's hard to believe this, some people cannot grasp the concept of what happens. For instance, we'll be doing our stuff, you'll, that's cool, honey, and then someone will come up to the front of the stage and, excuse me, my girlfriend and I are having our 3-month anniversary. Could you do something like by Dan Fogelberg?
It would really mean a lot to us.
Really,
it would.
You guys are really good. We'd really like to hear something, you know.
We're thinking, what?
Huh?
You know, really, my girlfriend's two favorite colors are brown and Jackson. So she'd like to really hear something. So we think, oh, God. We can't really do that kind of music. But since Blotto likes to have something for everyone, we wrote this here song, and it's a brand new Blotto song, and those of you who are going to go back to your dorm tonight and get real mellow and sit around and, you know, think about a meaningful relationship, you know, people put on these records, they listen to these folk singers, you know, they sing these songs and, you know, they're not different than anybody else. They just want to get laid back at the hotel like anyone else. So,
we hope you enjoy this next song. It's brand new. We'd like to send it out to each and every one of you here tonight. You know who you are. It's called Cosmic Love Songs.
Always, forever, and ever. They love.
staring at her thighs while she reads her poetry.
Yeah.
You lie and say you're into art. She says, oh wow, and does your charm. Her mind is jello, terminally. All the time the scratchy records play.
Everybody!
Love songs, cosmic love songs. Love songs, soft, sweet, slow. Love songs, cosmic love songs. Playing on her Sears stereo. With words like peaceful. It's enough to make you sick. Whoa, whoa. Those cosmic love songs. Those cosmic love songs.
Thank you very much.
Cheese Blotto! Bowtie Blotto. Sergeant Blotto. Okay, it's James Bond time. Yes, you've heard of all the James Bond villains from all the movies. Goldfinger, Drax, Blofeld, Blowfish, Emilio Largo, Dr. No. Well, we have the worst villain of them all. He's evil. He's terrifying. He's horrifying. He's disrespectful. He's demonic, disgusting, dubious, diabolical. It's Dr. Bo.
And I don't brush between meals.
How does he make his voice do that?
Dr. Bo is going to get rid of James Bond once and for all. He takes Mr. Bond and his famous Aston Martin to the top of the Alps in Switzerland, top of a high highway road. He crazy glues James Bond fingers to the steering wheel. He cuts the brake cable. He gives the car a little tiny push. And it starts down the highway, down the mountain road. Faster, faster, gaining momentum. Headed straight for the pool of oil that Dr. Bo has left in the middle of the highway. Will James Bond plunge over the cliff to his untimely demise? No. Because he's the star and he's got to come back in the next James Bond thriller. But Dr. Bo, as evil as he is, says he is despicable. He says to... What else does he... He says to James Bond those now famous three little words.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Your reputation precedes you.
there's a better way.
Oh,
everybody having a good time? Well, you came to the right place. Again, we're live over WAER 88 FM right here in Syracuse. The first station outside of Albany to play Blotto. But not the last. And speaking of television, those of you here who have cable vision and have the MTV All Music Channel, you can tune in and see your pals and ours, Blotto, with our own videotape of this next little song.
Thank you!
Thank you very much again. Those of you who read those kind of magazines, and this isn't a commercial, but we're in the October issue of Penthouse Magazine. That's the truth. There's a picture and a story on Blotto. Oh, doing the usual, you know, running around. It's a picture of what we do after the show, you know, go back to the hotel. Well, I'd rather not talk about it. Rather you go out and buy it for yourselves and find out the hard truth about Blotto. And we have a song for you now because, I'm telling you, playing the Jabberwocky is the only redeeming thing about coming to Syracuse. We've played a couple of places in Syracuse that were not the Jabberwocky. The Santa Flush would make a good business in these places, but it seems to me that most of the people in and around Syracuse listen to a certain kind of music that Blotto doesn't necessarily do, but since they're probably home listening to the radio right now, we thought this would be just about the time to send it out to everyone who listens to AC/DC, Blue Oyster Cult, Black Sabbath, Judas Priest,
breaking the law.
Yes. Did I leave anyone out? Oh, yes, on campus tonight. We saw it in the campus newspaper. They're playing at one of the fraternity houses, Rush.
They're playing at all the fraternity houses.
All the fraternity houses tonight. We saw
it. Go and see them. They're really good.
So, you shouldn't take this next song seriously, but don't let this happen to you. It's called I'm Turning Into a Heavy Metalhead.
Coming over me, something I can't explain. Suddenly there's an endless void where I used to keep my brain. I gotta see a doctor, but I'm too wasted to phone one. Wanna customize my van, and I don't even own one. Morning and I wanna shave my chest, get myself a skull tattoo, wear a denim vest. My friends are getting worried, they don't know me anymore. I smack my head against the wall, I don't even know what. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, rock and roll. Okay, this is one everyone could join in. It's called You Can't Fire Me, I Quit!
Fire me, I quit. chances of getting hurt to spend the night at my place.
Thanks a lot. Remember, you're all on the radio. Nice lifeguard shirt. there's anyone going to be in the vicinity of Albany this Saturday night, we're playing at the Harvest O Music on the Empire State Plaza, you know, the big white slab up there.
And it's free.
It's free. There's going to be fireworks and some of your favorites, Aaron Copland, Diane Carroll, George Shearing, Woody Herman, Beverly Sills, and Blotto. You thought Woodstock was great. Well, Beverly Sills, she's going to drop some acid and, you know, sing all night. Beverly Sills will be up there. Take another little piece of my heart, baby. Anyway.
Something like that.
That's a Woodstock kind of song. Anyway. This is an old country western song. We hope you like it.
One, two, three.
Don't the girls all get prettier at closing time? Don't they all begin to look like movie stars? Don't the girls all get prettier at closing time? When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels in the factory bars. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but an 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. But when tomorrow morning comes, I'll wake up with a number 1. I swear I'll never do it anymore. Don't the girls all get prettier at closing time? All begin to look like movie stars. Don't the girls all get prettier at closing time? When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels in the backstreet bars. Yeah. Criticize the girls at all. Did I know Robert Redford even overhauled? But we all picture in our minds a girl who looks just right. Ain't it funny? Ain't it strange? The way a man's opinions change when he's hard to face that long, lonely night. Don't the girls all get prettier at closing time? Don't they all begin to look like movie stars? Don't the girls all get prettier at closing time? When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels in the backstreet bars. Of the fallen angels in the backstreet bars.
Baby,
take it off, baby.
Twist and shout.
Bowtie, Sarge, I'm Broadway, we're Blotto. Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you very much.